Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2023. Currently 25 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. The sun is just peeping up over the horizon. We received around 16 inches of snow on yesterday. It spent the day, most of the day, just plowing. And I think I plowed three times. It was snowing 2-3 inches an hour. An absolutely crazy storm. We was expecting somewhere between 6 to 8 inches and ended up with 16. And so it was just a lot of work to get rid of all the snow and all the different properties and my neighbors that I take care of and the different things that are going on. I live on a 1,400 foot long dirt road, and I've got to plow all of that. And so that's part of the ministry. And headed up to the Augusta State House this morning to be around all of the different politicians and the caucuses, and going to spend time in prayer with them and counsel, and just influencing those individuals in that arena. And so thank you for praying that God would help us as we are involved in that. We'll be back home around lunch, and then we got to work on our loader. It's got an injector issue. And then tonight's Bible Institute, and just as it is every day, another busy day in the work of the gospel ministry. In your Bibles today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in Proverbs chapter number 24 and verse 30. The Bible says, "I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding." When you read this every single month now for 35 years, I've been reading this great book of the Bible. And every month when I come to this precious, powerful passage of Scripture, I go, something is going to mess up here. Because the writer is looking at the field of the slothful. And he's looking at the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And as he looks and observes, he simply notices these things. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. As he looked at this field of the slothful, and the vineyard of the man that was void of the understanding, the upkeep had just been let go. The thorns had come, the nettles had come, the stone wall had eroded itself, and there it was broken down. He looked, the Bible says, "I saw, I considered it well, I looked upon it, and I received instruction." What kind of instruction did he receive? Verse 33, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep." He observed that through sleepiness, laziness, and inattention, that the wall had broken down, the thorns had come in, the nettles had covered the face thereof. And you often look around and observe at people's properties, and you can see that they've just been let go. They don't take care of them no more. The shrubs haven't been trimmed back. Excuse me. The trees have come into the property. And all of that was happened to their properties, the distinct lines are no more. Something has happened. It's been because of a little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands to sleep. Now, let's bring this over into a spiritual truth. How is the wall of our life today? Is our life all grown over with thorns and nettles? Are we all encased, encapsulated in all of the affairs of this life? Have we been sleepy spiritually? Have we been sleepy? Have we folded our hands spiritually and through inattention not been devoted to the Lord in prayer and Bible study and fasting and seeking the God of heaven? If that's true, then the wall of our life and the fields of our life are in shambles. And it's because of a little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands to sleep. You said, "Preacher, what do you think we ought to do?" I think we ought to repent. I think we ought to repent and turn the other way. I'm not going to be a part of this, is what I would say. I'd run back to the Lord and seek the Lord while he may be found. And I would make for sure that my life wasn't all grown over with thorns and nettles, and the wall of my life was not broken down. I would give some attention to my life spiritually and make for certain that I'm where I ought to be. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.